It certainly has, Tara. I suppose since 2020, we have seen increased costs in our insurance premium, somewhere in the region of about 24% per annum. And there's no sign of this, even with all the mitigation that you'd have put in to try and reduce your claims and all that. There's no fall to the bottom line when it comes to the premium. We're still seeing that it's fairly a hefty premium, and it's just not sustainable.
And in a time where operational costs are already increasing, how much extra pressure is this putting on hotels?
Look, I suppose of a recent study that was carried out, 84% of hotels and guest houses are saying they're really concerned about the impact of insurance costs in their business over the next 12 months, because if it keeps going up, it's something, along with all the food and energy costs that we've already seen, it is putting severe pressure on those hotels, guest houses, shops. It affects everyone that's a consumer, really,
And the government have introduced some insurance reforms. Have these had any effects? And if they haven't, what more can they do to try and reduce these costs?
Well, I suppose they need to inter the government needs to try and introduce more insurance companies to be in the marketplace, to attract them from overseas, to try and I suppose get a fair rate. It's just to make it more competitive.
And what do you foresee will be the impact of this problem if this isn't addressed and the insurance costs do continue to rise over the next couple of years?
Well, look, we're already seeing businesses close already this year in Ireland, and it's due to the increased costs of having to carry out business. So it will have an impact like that going forward. So it really does need to be addressed by government, by all the agencies involved. And I suppose preventing false claims is another aspect of it, which there is work done on, but there's more to done on that sector,
How much of an impact can false claims have on the price of premiums for other hotels?
Well, look, false claims, they have to be, it takes time to investigate it. In the meantime, you're carrying that claim, your next premium is also being assessed on the basis that you have a claim. So it could add a potential third onto your premium just until that's rectified. But you won't get that back, that's the way it goes.